Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
You're listening to Chatterbox with Brett and Andrew on Joy 94.9.
Good evening, Australia, and good evening, my love.
Good evening, my love. How are you?
Oh, look, I'm all right. I'm a little bit edgy. I'm a bit on the edge at the moment, but I'm going to just soldier on.
Look, you'll be fine. You'll be fine. For the listeners at home that don't know, we're coming out of the spaceship of studios. We've got all digital. We used to be in an old analog bus. It was like Sandra Bullock in Speed, basically. But now we've jumped to light speed and we've come out of digital. And Brett's being trained in it tonight by the lovely Emily.
I know. Emily's gorgeous for helping with her. And it's going to stand behind me until I can get it damn right.
And summer's here and I've got a wet headphone, which is lovely.
Well, it's been so beautiful in Melbourne town. And tonight it's the heavens have opened. There's thunder.
It's pissing down.
It is. My love, can you tell the beautiful listeners out there what's Chatterbox about?
Chatterbox is a talk show where we bring in a member of the LGBTIQA community to talk about themselves, tell their story. They get to pick four songs. So most importantly, they choose four songs that really best articulate what got them to where they are now.
You hit that desk, girl.
I did thump a little bit then, quite frankly.
And we have got, from over the Tasman tonight, I think this is our first Kiwi guest.
Ah, Brett, we've got our first Kiwi on tonight. That's my, I don't know what accent that is.
That is the worst Kiwi accent.
You know, ever. Everything eventually becomes Indian or Asian. When
Oh my God, we have got the fabulous Daniel Matheson coming up after our first track. Now, my love, you always choose a cracking.
I do, and yes. Can I say, we had our first Kiwi guest on and I Googled, because I always pick the first track, and yeah. I thought, I will pick my favourite Kiwi song to start the show off. Googled it, couldn't find one, quite frankly. They were all rubbish. So I chose my favourite Dan song, which is Dan Hartman singing Instant Replay. You're listening to Chatterbox with Brett and Andrew on Joy 94.9. You're listening to Chatterbox with Brett and Andrew on Joy 94.9. And that was Dan Hartman with Instant Replay.
Oh, fabulous track, my love.
Oh, it really was.
Yes.
As I said, I couldn't find. Now, I'm going to apologise up front because we've got the gorgeous Dan Matheson.
Slamming that desk again tonight.
I'm Slammy Davis Jr. You can call me.
Okay,
I'm going to apologise to any of our New Zealand listeners tonight because I'm going to tease you mercilessly.
Oh,
so,
my God.
It's all meant with love.
Yes.
Now, Brett, who is our gorgeous guest tonight?
Look, it is the one and only. You know him from he can make a mean margarita as well as a very nice cappuccino. It is the one and only Daniel Matheson. Welcome to Joy,
Welcome
Dan.
Welcome to Chatterbox, Daniel.
Well, thank you for having me.
Oh, my God. Now, did you find the studio all right tonight, my love?
I found the studio fine, thank you. I assume this microphone's on.
Yeah. Yes.
You haven't turned it off,
have you? Right. She's ready for her close-up already, Mr. DeMille. My God.
If you could both leave, I'll take it from here. Thank you very much.
Now, darling, we gave you minimal notice that you were going to be on this show tonight. And this just goes to show, this is a testament to your strength of character. We've known you, I think, in the stretch of our friendships. You're one of our more recent friends. So we've known you probably, what, 2, 3 years, 4 years?
Yeah, that'd be about right.
Yeah.
And we called on you on Sunday night and said, would you be a guest on Chatterbox?
And look, it basically comes down to not having anything better to do. But thank you. Thank you. I had to cancel all of my dates that I had planned this evening. But you're more important. Yeah, you are more important.
I mean, you are a very busy chap, Dan. You know, you've owned, and I still can't believe that you've run your own business and then you sold it and turned a profit. And I'm like, and I'm 40 and I haven't done that yet, but well done.
Thank you. Thank
You're always busy. Always busy.
Now, except for tonight, obviously.
Except for tonight.
Obviously.
Now, darling, how hard was it to choose 4 songs? Because you were one of our less high maintenance guests. Let's put it that way. We've had guests that we've given heaps of notice to, and they've workshopped it. They've done all sorts of, they've put telephone conferences out as to what songs that they choose. You were literally back within 24 hours. Bang, they're my songs. Was it hard?
It was tricky. It was tricky. There was a lot of pressure. And I'm still pretty anxious about playing the songs because I don't know how they're going to be received. But at the end of the day, love it or hate it, it doesn't matter.
You see, this is the gorgeous thing about radio. It doesn't matter how they're received because it's only received how you read out the messages.
Exactly. Can I say, speaking of which, whilst we've been talking, a message has come through to the beautiful Daniel, and I'd like to read it out. Hi, guys. Great song to start the show. What about Dave Dobbin, Slice of Heaven, spelt Heaven, H-E-V-E-N, Foot Rot Flats. Now, that's a classic Kiwi anthem.
I know.
Were you absolutely sick of Dave Dobbin as I was after?
Look, I just threw up in my mouth a little bit now. just hearing the text. Obviously, my first song isn't going to be Slice of Heaven by Dave Dobbin.
See, I thought maybe a little bit of Split Ends, but I would like to inform the beautiful Joy listeners out there that Daniel is quite much a lot younger than Andrew and myself.
Oh, yes, significantly.
Yeah.
Yes, they could have babysat me.
Yeah, it would be like Joan and Jackie Collins having Taylor Swift on.
I would shake it off.
Oh, my God.
Shake it off.
I was going to say the Dolly Sisters.
No one's going to know who they
are,
Brett.
No one's going to know who
Quite frankly,
are.
You didn't know how they were till last
I didn't.
Night.
You can't see it, but I'm smiling and nodding.
Now, we
smiling
watched a
nodding.
Fabulous doco on SBS last night called It was all about Mr. Selfridge, who had the fabulous department store, rags to riches, and back to rags again, this man who built this incredible empire, and he lost it all
He threw it all away to these two trollops called the Dolly Sisters. And that was actually where the expression Dolly Birds came from. It was these two twins that were bright young things, flapper girls, and they had a penchant for gambling, and he just used to basically take all the money out of the registers at Selfridges, give it to them, and they would blow it all.
Oh, no.
It's unbelievable. So from one of the greatest department stores, and it was so sad because he then had to lose his seat on the board because they floated on the stock exchange to get more money into the company, and then he was sacked. And then by 1947, he was penniless.
Died broke.
He died broke. Yeah. He used to stand out the front. So, you know.
It's a really uplifting story.
Oh, I know.
What a lovely, sparkling way to start.
I'm really glad that I could guest on the show in which you shared that story.
Look,
thank you very much.
It's all tears and shits and giggles tonight on Chatterbox, only on Joy 94.9.
Joy 94.9.
You're listening to Chatterbox with Brett and Andrew and our gorgeous special guest, the lovely Dan Matheson on Joy 94.9. Now, Daniel, part of the show is we get you to choose 4 songs.
Mm-hmm.
And usually the first song is talking about your early life.
Yes.
Now, you didn't grow up in Australia, did you?
I did not grow up in Australia.
From whence did you hail, darling?
I hail from Christchurch in New Zealand.
Can I say, you've got a lovely... And this is coming from somebody that's got a foul accent, as I said last week. An accent that I once got told could grate cheese. You've got a really lovely melodic New Zealand accent, because my first exposure to New Zealand accent was when I watched, what's that thing with the airport where they search people at the
border
airport?
Patrol or border and security?
There was a gorgeous Kiwi woman, and she
said, fills me with pride that that is one of our exports.
Thus, Pickage looks suspicious.
There are a lot of suspicious packages in New Zealand.
I've always liked your accent because, you know, and how dare I say this about our friends across the Tasman, because in Australia there's a lot of really awful accents.
One or two.
But there's that, and you know this, there's that New Zealand accent that sounds a little bit simple.
I've heard it as well.
You've heard it. And in Australia, there's a little bit of a simple accent as well, generally from Queensland.
I did move to Queensland as soon as I moved here, so I've heard a simple Australian accent.
Was it like a safety net? Yes.
I bet you were very proud when you were living in Queensland, going, I'm really proud I'm from New Zealand.
Yes. So whereabouts? Except I was covered in sweat. That doesn't make a man proud.
This is your 97% humidity.
That's exactly.
Practically underwater, really.
You put a blanket on to cool down.
It's Atlantis. So, darling, where in New Zealand did you grow up?
I grew up in Christchurch.
It's a gorgeous part of the world.
It certainly is. Bit of a shame what happened, but I'm sure it'll be an amazing city once again. Well, it is still an amazing city, but there's some work to be done.
So did you grow up in the heart of Christchurch or like in the outskirts or suburbs?
Sort of in the outskirts. I grew up in Kashmir, but it's not a huge city.
Yep.
Did you say Kashmir?
Kashmir, yes. Oh, yes, very la-di-da.
I was going to say,
very la-di-da.
How exotic. We're in northern India now.
Yes. See, you went to India. I went to Sweater. This is probably why it works.
This is why it works.
What's going to tear us apart? Yeah.
It's why it works. Yes. Why?
My love, I bought Kashmir. Then Andrew is expecting a
You actually bought my parents' house and you're moving to Christchurch.
Oh, well. Now, you're a big family.
No, smallish family, two brothers. Both older. Yeah. One now in London and one in Melbourne with his beautiful wife and even more beautiful daughter, my little niece.
Because they moved over quite recently, didn't they?
Yes, Australia Day. Australia Day, sorry.
Australia Day.
I apologise.
Just the two syllables then.
Just the two syllables. The silent A and silent L.
And yes. You're a very devoted uncle, aren't you?
Oh, look, I have given up this Saturday to go and look after her, yes.
Oh, well, that's lovely.
Once again, it doesn't bode well for my social life that added moment's notice I could give up my Wednesday and Saturday in 1 week.
So tell us, what was it like growing up in New Zealand?
It was absolutely brilliant.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. I could not be a more proud Kiwi, especially with what happened in the last couple of years with the government legalising gay marriage.
Yeah, I know.
It's a good time. I had customers who came into my cafe, obviously knew that I was gay and Kiwi, congratulating me.
Yeah.
It was a great day. But this I'm very
is,
proud.
This is just another thing of how progressive New Zealand is. New Zealand beat Australia when it came to giving women the right to vote.
Yes. First country in the world.
Yeah. Absolutely. I mean, we were the second, but probably off New Zealand's coattails.
Always
there.
The bridesmaid. That's all right. Always the bridesmaid.
And a very bossy, loud bridesmaid.
Yeah, absolutely.
Who then takes it as their own.
Hmm.
Hmm. Many
we're
a time.
We're used to that. It's fine.
Dan, obviously on Chatterbox, we ask our guests to tell a little bit about their life through chat, but also choose songs. Now, your first song tonight, it's a bit of a classic song.
Look, it is a bit classic. I chose this song because it was the very first tape that I ever owned as a child.
Was it a ka-single?
It was a ka-single. It was a ka-single. Many a night I listened to my ka-single through my cassette player.
What a space-saving boon ka-singles were.
Exactly. They were brilliant.
And can I say, I loved ka-singles. I bloody loved them.
And you know what I miss is the sound of it rewinding. I really miss the rewind sound. Bring back VCRs, I
oh,
say.
Oh, look. But, you know, always because, you know, playing the side B just they used to do the different versions or the crappy album songs.
They're called remixes, Brett, not different versions. Would you like to take your old lady hat off and put your handbag down now?
No, it suits you. It suits you.
Quite frankly, not, sir. Good day, Dr. Brewster.
How very dare you.
How very dare you. Now, and a big shout out to Anna, who we had on last night.
Daniel, tell us, what is your first track? Yes. What is it? Who sang it? And is it an original or is it a different version?
I believe it might be an original. They may have done a different version on side B of the cassette. But it is All That She Wants by Ace of Base.
Hit that button, Jessica Tandy. You're listening to Chatterbox on Joy 94.9 with Brett and Andy and our special guest, the gorgeous Dan Matheson. Now, Dan, that was your first track, which was Ace of Base, All That She Wants.
Very proud moment. Very proud moment.
Never really entirely understood what that song meant. It was,
and neither do I.
I don't think we're meant
neither
to.
No. Now, you've got a bit of a shout-out, haven't you, Dan?
I have got a shout-out. I'd love to say hello to my gorgeous friend Amelia, listening all the way from Dubbo.
Oh, we haven't had a Dubbo resident.
No. Well, lovely. You're very first. You're very welcome.
I'm not entirely sure where Dubbo is, but hi, Amelia.
No follow-up questions, please. No follow-up questions. I believe it's in New South Wales, and that's as far as I'm prepared to elaborate.
Country New South Wales, yes, is a great way to describe Dubbo. Now, normally this time of the night, we ask our beautiful guest about coming out, and you're going to share, we asked them to share their coming out story with us tonight.
Well, Dan, you grew up in New Zealand, obviously.
Yes.
And did you come out in New Zealand or was it in Australia?
I came out in New Zealand. Sorry, my accent comes out when I say the word New Zealand. So I was probably about 19 or 20 years old.
Yep.
And obviously I was drunk. When I came out to pretty much everyone except for my parents, I decided to do that sober.
Yep.
Yes, dead sober. So varying degrees of acceptance, but no, yep. Everybody was very, very good. Both of my brothers were exceptional.
Yep.
I'm the youngest of three, so it was very good to have two older siblings who accepted me for every part of me, which was good.
Had you known for long before you actually made the decision to tell your brothers, or was it a reasonably short?
Well, that's a tricky question because it's easy to convince yourself of something that you don't necessarily want to be yep. real at the time. So I imagine I started realizing as you go through puberty.
Yeah.
But it is very easy to, as I said, convince yourself. So it wasn't until I was probably 19 that I thought, you know what? This is a thing. It's not a phase.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I have to actually tell everyone. So I told friends. And yeah, growing up in Christchurch, it's a very rugby-based community. So I was pretty hesitant about doing it. I had amazing friends, male and female friends.
Yep.
My parents are my two favourite people in the entire world.
That's so gorgeous.
I think all of my friends growing up would say the same thing. I mean, a lot of them probably wish my parents were their parents.
Yeah.
They are just the two most incredible people. But one of them, my mum did struggle at the time, which is fair enough.
Yeah.
I did as well. And I just urge anyone who is coming out to give your friends and family time as well. A lot of my friends say that they were disowned by their families. Sometimes they are, but more often than not, I think it's more that they don't allow their friends and family enough time, because I took a long time to deal with it. So giving them a minute is pretty unfair.
And I think this came up on a show a couple of weeks ago, but I think it's a really, really important point. And when I look back at my coming out, it's probably the only part that I'm not going to use the word regret, but I wish I'd done slightly differently. I think sometimes, because it can take us a while to come to that conclusion ourselves and find that sense of acceptance in ourselves, once we've done it, it's almost, again, it's that teenage bravado, and it often happens in teenage years where everybody else should just get it almost instantaneously.
Yeah, exactly.
And it's sometimes taking yourself out of yourself and, as you said, just allowing the people around you a little bit of time to catch their breath.
Yeah.
Absorb it and then come back to you, rather than just everybody accepted in a heartbeat.
Absolutely. And you forget, because you start the journey and you're on that journey, and you almost forget when you hit your destination that it might have taken you 6 months or 12 months or 12 years.
Yeah.
And you're ready, but you forget, and so many people do, you forget that not everyone's there and they've got to come along with the journey.
And they, especially in the case of your own parents, you're changing what they're knowing of your future.
Of course.
And it's not that they don't want to accept your new future,
God,
but they need time to accept it.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think it's I would imagine, I've never been a parent and I certainly don't plan on it.
Thank God, my love. I hope there wasn't something.
You've got a beautiful cat. Shout out to Rabbit.
But I would imagine being a parent, particularly for a child and a teenager, you sort of drive the bus for them type thing.
Exactly.
You know, it's then all of a sudden you get to an age where they take the steering wheel. And I think, to your point, maybe you turn the steering wheel in a direction that they hadn't necessarily foreseen, and whether it's grandkids or whatever it's going to be. And I think from a lot of people that we've had on the show, often it's that they thought they would have a tougher life than if they had been straight. And that's,
for sure,
I think, again, maybe a generational thing, or maybe there is some truth in it.
Yeah.
But it's allowing your parents, I think, and the people around you just that time to adjust to what you've potentially had a little bit longer to adjust to.
Absolutely. And you owe it to them as much as they owe it to you to accept it in time.
Absolutely. Hey, you're listening to Chatterbox tonight with Brett and Andy and our special guest, Dan, only on Joy 94.9.
Joy 94.9. Australia's best radio station.
You're listening to Chatterbox with Brett and Andrew and our special guest, the gorgeous Dan Matheson, on Joy 94.9. Now, we have had a lovely message in from the gorgeous Sally Streisand, who's a long-time listener and certainly not first-time caller.
No.
And she says, I'm going to have a vodka tonight and salute my midnight husband. Love, Sally.
Now, right back at you, what? Right back at you.
Now, that relates to the fact that we all went on holiday back in June and Sally and Dan would have these midnight trysts up at the pool.
Yes. Midnight lovers.
Absolutely. Mutually detrimental. Mutually detrimental to our sex lives, I'll have you know.
Now, so for those of you that have just tuned into the show, we are a talk show where we invite in a member of the GLBTIQQA. Oh, that's a lot of letters, quite frankly.
I know.
Community. And they get to choose four songs, and they also get to tell their story through the medium of chat. And song, not dance, because it doesn't work on the radio.
No.
I have been, though, just for all of you listeners, I've been interpretive dance throughout. Brett and Andrew have loved it.
Fabulous. Now, my love, your next track, it is a classic track from the 60s.
Yes.
The Beatles with Let It Be.
Absolutely. I think, as you say, it's a classic track, and it just goes back to how I feel about coming out and just allowing things to happen organically and over time.
Yeah.
And I just think it's a beautiful song.
I need to ask, what year did you come out in?
would have been 2002, I guess.
Were the Beatles still releasing music in New Zealand in 2002?
I think that Abbey Road had just come out.
That's been tucked in.
It was well received, I'll have you know. Yes, top of the charts.
Without further ado, this is Dan's second track, which is The Beatles with Let It Be. You're listening to Chatterbox with Brett Andrew and our special guest Dan Matheson on Joy 94.9.
When I find myself in times of trouble, Mother Mary comes to me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be. And in my hour of darkness, she is standing right in front of me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be.
Chatterbox with Brett and Andrew and our special guest, the gorgeous Dan Matheson on Joy 94.9. Now, Brett, we've had a picture message, which we always love because I can't open them, and B, they work beautifully on the radio.
Yes.
You know what? I love Moira to death, but it's like, girl, we're on the radio. Hello, fellas. Is Dan making coffees at DM during the day? Love, Moira.
Well, yes, Moira, I am. Oh. DM is Doc Martens.
There's Moira stalking our guest.
I think she might be. Yeah.
Dan, so yes. We're going to talk about, because you're from Christchurch, and I know there's been a lot of talk around Christchurch and the earthquake.
Yes.
You were there for the earthquake, weren't you?
I was.
Was it?
Oh, it was not my favourite day.
Yeah, I can imagine.
I wasn't in the heart of the city at the time. I was at the gym. So obviously I'm now using it to make myself scared of gyms. Yeah. Weights petrify me, as you can tell. I shouldn't make light of it. It was a terrible day.
Yeah.
But I did make my way into the city in the afternoon, thinking that it wasn't as severe as it was.
Yeah.
I found out very quickly that it was.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, for a couple of hours, not knowing where people were, not knowing where
that must have been horrendous.
Were, not knowing where my partner was, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
But everybody was safe, fortunately.
Yep.
I have friends that weren't so fortunate, so I'm just very grateful that that everybody that was close to me made it through the day. And yeah.
Because how long did the earthquake actually last for?
The actual shaking itself was, I think it was only about 30 seconds. The September one, the original one, was 45 seconds,
yeah.
I think. But that was at 4:30 in the morning, so that didn't have any casualties. So I think for the 6 months after that, a lot of us were guilty of sort of making light of it, I guess,
yeah.
Because there were no casualties. And then come February 22nd, it was a smaller earthquake, but because everything had been
already shaken,
yeah. it was at 12:50 when everybody was in the city on their lunch breaks, and yeah, it was a tough day for everyone, and
yeah,
I'm looking forward to, and the people in Christchurch that day were incredible.
Yeah,
I've never seen I mean, none of the traffic lights worked, but there was order on the street.
Yeah.
Everybody was courteous. There were no car accidents. Whereas I don't know how that happened after after the earthquake.
And you've recently been back to New Zealand, haven't you, for your brother's wedding?
Brother's wedding was in Australia, but I have been back to New Zealand a couple of times and back to Christchurch and seen what they've done in the central city.
And what's the rebuild like? Because it's the only part of Australia I've actually ever been to was Christchurch, and it was such a gorgeous, there was some gorgeous, beautiful old buildings in New Zealand, in Christchurch, that I can only imagine, because of the age of them.
Yeah, well, it had more churches per capita than any other city in the outside of England.
Yeah.
Any other city in the world. So there were some incredible buildings, and I'm sure that they'll do their best to recreate what was there.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, it was all of those buildings that really suffered.
Yeah.
The cathedral, which nobody lost their life in, which was absolutely incredible, because it was the flower show at the time.
Yeah.
So it was full of people, and not one person in there passed away, thank Christ.
And what's the spirit in the city like? Because before the earthquake, I went there, and I always found it to be incredibly friendly, incredibly welcoming, a really warm, friendly place. You would go out for drinks, and people would talk to you at bars, and it was just a really, really just lovely place to visit.
Yeah, it was and is an amazing place. The atmosphere afterwards was unreal, and it just shows how people come together when they're in hardship. And I haven't been back too recently, but I imagine it's continued. I went back when they first did the shipping containers. I can't remember. It was called Restart, maybe, in the central city. And, just people getting behind Christchurch and what Christchurch was and will be again.
Yeah.
It's just amazing. Very, very proud to be from Christchurch.
I have to give it to New Zealanders for being quite practical and soldiering on. I like the fact, I mean, you and I've had this chat before, because I said to you one day, Dan, I went, Dan, I never see you lose it. You always are calm. You're great with customers. What is it? And you just said, oh, you know, I'm pretty chilled. And most people I know from New Zealand are really chilled. You don't get, there must be very low heart attacks on that country, because everyone just seems to be relaxed. And so in a time of crisis, that's what you want. You want people to keep calm and carry on, in other words, in a better turn of phrase. But really, you have to, and it's so wonderful that the community really banded together and really supported to one another. Yeah. And I hear that support's still going. And what have they decided to do with Christchurch? Are they going to block off parts of the city permanently, or?
Well, I'm not entirely sure of the latest plan. I know that one of them was to create a giant, because there's a lot of what they call the red zone, which is land that they can't build on.
Yep.
And it creates a bit of an L shape through the centre of the city, and they were looking at turning that into the world's largest playground, more or less.
Yeah.
Just have it as an area for families to hang out and that kind of thing, and work with the area that they have. But it has become a bit suburban in that, because they can't use the central city, they've set up hubs in suburbs that otherwise weren't doing very well. Yeah. So there are some areas that have done very well out of it. A restaurant I used to work at now does very well because it's in a quake safe area. So
hey, you're listening to Chatterbox tonight on Joy 94.9.
The perfect mix of music, news and interviews. Joy 94.9.
Hey, you're listening to Chatterbox tonight on Joy 94.9 with Brett and Andy and our very special guest, Dan. Dan, you've been telling us a little bit about Christchurch, New Zealand, but we also on Chatterbox, we also not only talk about chat, but we also talk about the different songs that our guests choose. Now, the next one is a bit of a, I'm not sure, would you call it a ballad? Would you call it, it's almost something that should be singing in church.
It's almost a hymn.
It's almost a hymn.
It is.
Jeff Buckley.
Well, I like to throw a curveball every now and then. This song means a lot to me because it was when I was living in London and going through a bit of a time of depression. And it's amazing what a song can can get you through.
Absolutely.
And unfortunately, as we all know, gay men are...
fickle?
Well,
prone.
Prone. Yes, I'm going to go with prone to depression. The statistics are awful as to the statistics of gay men and depression and suicide and everything. So just a song that got me through a period of depression is Jeff Buckley, Hallelujah, and I hope everyone else enjoys it.
You're listening to Chatterbox with Brett and Andrew and our gorgeous guest Dan on Joy 94.9. Chatterbox with Brett and Andrew and our special guest, the gorgeous Dan Matheson on Joy 94.9. Now, that was the worst time to cut in and fade out that beautiful song, which was Dan's third track of the night. But we had to, quite frankly, because we have had a veritable telethon of messages come through.
Well, you're welcome.
I know. And look, first off, it is the fabulous Betty who is Joy's official
Annie
photographer.
Annie Leibovitz of Joy.
And she just said, driving home from work, you boys crack me up. Thank you, Andrew, Brett and Daniel.
Thanks,
you're
Betty.
Welcome,
love you.
Betty. Thank you.
Now, your old mate, Andrew.
Well, it's my old mate, Karen. Now, this girl went to school with me. We've known each other since we were 12. Can you imagine that? And it says, as it's the first December show, I thought I'd say Merry Christmas to you all. Keep up the good work. Kiss, kiss, Karen from WA.
Oh, bless.
Bless now, you, Karen.
Another beautiful guest that we've had on previously is the beautiful Amity of Brunswick. And she sends, great show tonight, boys. Loving it, Dan. You're so bloody nice. It's marvellous.
Oh, bless you, Amity.
And we've had one more from our number one fan, which is the gorgeous Sally Streisand.
Yes.
From Essie's.
Love you, Sally.
Saying, love the show, boys. It's great to hear the coming out stories every week. Are you having a Christmas show? Love an ally and long-time listener, kiss, kiss, kiss. Yes, we are having a Christmas show, actually. It'll be broadcast live on Christmas Eve, like Joan Crawford and the children, straight from the house.
Now, Andrew, it is your favourite time of the night.
Yes.
It is Out of the Box.
Well,
oh, great.
Now, Daniel, Out of the Box is where we do like to ask some deeply personal probing questions of our guests.
Excellent.
And tonight will be no different. Well, tonight will be different because last week we ran out of time, so we didn't get to this part of the show.
I tell you what, Anna had the talking stick last week, didn't she? Fabulous guest, but she loves a chat.
Now, Dan, what's the most embarrassing song you have in your collection of MP3s, pods, vinyl, ka-singles.
Ka-singles.
look at you trying to come up with different versions. Okay. Look, I have a plethora of embarrassing songs. But the most recent one I listened to would probably have to be Whitney Houston. Just everything. I will always love you, Andrew and Brett. I will always love you.
I'll always love you, Dan, even though I... Oh, shit me, Houston.
Oh, look.
But something's enough of that.
Something has to put you to sleep at night.
Absolutely. And look, and
I don't think America's favourite foghorn is the right voice to put you to sleep to, quite frankly. Don't speak ill of the dead either, Brett.
No, no.
Let's move on to the next question, my love.
Dan, what's your most embarrassing TV or movie? The one you know is terrible, awful, but you love it regardless.
Once again, without trying to be too stereotypical, I'd have to say 1997 brought us a wonderful film starring Lisa Kudrow and Mira Sorvino. Romy and Michelle's High School Reunion.
I invented Post-its.
Oh, didn't she though? Didn't she though?
I watched this 4 days ago.
Oh, it's one of my faves.
Where they go to the reunion and they dress as Madonna and doing the dancing, and then she has the head neck brace on, and it's all...
The only movie where both of them can act simultaneously. I don't know what that director did, but it was...
It was
wizardry.
Quite
sheer wizardry.
It is magnificent, and it still holds up now.
It does.
It's just terrific. And lastly, but certainly not leastly, who's your least favourite celebrity? Who's the one that you just can't stick?
Well, least favourite celebrity or least favourite actor?
Oh, same.
I have to say there's one actor that even if they were in a movie that I was paid $100 to go and see, I'd not a chance, not a chance. And that would be... Nicolas Cage.
Yeah, and he's not great.
And
is
he started advertising watches or something.
I Google imaged, and this is what fills my nights. I Google imaged famous celebrity hair plugs last night, and he literally was the first 15 Google images.
He came up
that
before
search.
Shane Warne, did he?
He's not great, is he? He was great in what was that film he did? Face Off.
He wasn't great in that.
Con Air's watchable.
He peaked.
He's only good in Face Off because he's next to John Travolta.
Yes.
And John Travolta is just a whole story of his own.
He is indeed.
Either of them. No. Can't stick either of them. No.
Now, Daniel, you've picked three gorgeous tracks tonight, and part of this show is you get to pick four.
Excellent.
So, without further ado, we're just introduce your favourite song, and then we'll come back to it once we go to community.
Oh, she's gone rogue. She's not even looking at me now.
Look, I'm just going to introduce...
She's gone rogue!
Brett's waving around like Tony Basil.
Well, it is not Hey Mickey, You're So Fine. It is Shake It Off.
Oh, my God. Everybody, but we'll be coming back to that because we've still got to pay a few more bills. You're listening to Chatterbox tonight on Joy 94.9.
The perfect mix of music, news and interviews. Joy 94.9.
You're listening to Chatterbox with Brett and Andrew and our gorgeous special guest, the lovely Dan Matheson on Joy 94.9. Now, Brett.
Yes, my love.
3 minutes to the end of the show. I jumped the gun before this. I got all excited. I just wanted... T-swizzle, as Anna Murphy said last week, to be introduced.
Can I say,
exciting in here.
I love the fact that you chose the same song as our guest last week. It must be a very popular act at the moment.
It is. Yes. It's a very popular act.
Now, whilst I'll get out the record player and play this one more time, spin that wheel. Daniel, thank you. You have been an absolute fabulous guest. Thank you for taking us through the hour. But, my love, any final commentary tonight?
No, look, just thank you to Dan for being such a gorgeous guest. And, without further ado, Dan, let us know your final track.
Well, with the fear of making people not realise that I was a massive homosexual after the last two songs, I decided to finish it on a high with Taylor Swift, Shake It Off.
Boys, any final words?
Just good night, Australia. Thank you for listening. And we will see you next week at 10 o'clock.
Good night, Australia.
Thank you.
Joy 94.9. Shake.
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. Go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with joy.